You're listening to SBS News.
Many Australians pride themselves on being active and fit, but when marked against the rest of the world, the country's physical activity does not look so impressive. Out of 168 countries listed in the World Health Organization's latest report, Australia ranks well below the middle at 97th. The report finds more than one in three adults, 34%, do too little physical activity to stay healthy. The figures show Australians are more active than their counterparts in the United States and New Zealand, for example, but the most active country, Uganda, where many people work outdoors, has just 5.5% lacking in physical activity. University of Sydney exercise professor Emmanuel Stamatakis says the problem is simply Australians are not doing what they know they should.
Media in general bombard us on a daily basis about the benefits of exercise and how we should be living in terms of lifestyle, not only exercise. So the problem here is not that people do not know about the benefits of exercise, which is effectively what campaigns are trying to do. They are trying to inform people and make people aware of the benefits of exercise. The problem is not the information. The problem is how people interpret that information into action. And if there is no a friendly environment to be physically active, people will not be physically active.
Australia's low ranking is not the only bad news. The report shows women in the country are lacking in exercise even more than men. The National Heart Foundation's Julianne Mitchell is calling for further discussions with the various levels of government on how to improve the levels of physical activity, including a funded National Physical Activity Action Plan.
We know that regular physical activity reduces the risk of heart disease by about 35%. It also has benefits for mental health, for diabetes, for a range of chronic conditions. So, frankly, if physical activity was a pill, we'd all be taking it.
Sydney fitness instructor Kate Boyd says she makes it her mission to encourage more women to get active.
I honestly thought more women would be exercising more than men, to be honest, given that men is typically the breadwinner of the family, so they're back at work and exercise falls to the wayside. But potentially the statistics are showing that more women are back in the workforce, which is why exercise is dropping for them. Maybe they feel intimidated in the gym environment, but really exercise is so beneficial and doesn't clean the gym. You can be outside walking, getting out in fresh air, doing anything just to move your body for beneficial for mental health and also the physical aspects of being physically active.
The federal government has launched a national sport plan, with encouraging residents to be more active listed as a priority. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.